Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. We have a number of announcements to get to, and I'm going to start this morning with Jack Tozzi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
I'm here to announce that we have a new website. The website is firstcongregationalchurchwestfieldmass.org. If you have the old website, churchonthegreen.org, bookmarked, you're welcome to keep that. It'll just automatically forward over to the other one. The goal of this new site, and Cindy's been fabulously helpful with this, her ideas are half the site, is to keep it a dynamic place to go where church events and anything of church concern, community support, community concern will be up there for us to see. And check it out when you have a chance. Any comments, any feedback, Cindy and I are happy to take it. And I did put a blessed buys page up. It's a work in progress, and I hope it always will be. So thank you for taking a bit advance. Bye.
Yesterday, thanks Jack, and thanks for all of your work with that website as well. Yesterday, we hosted 35 people for our afternoon movie event, and Amy is here to talk to us about that.
So we had Charlotte's Web playing. We had fresh popcorn. Thank you to our popcorn maven, Michelle Weiner, who sacrificed fingers and other in minor injuries as we tried to get the popcorn machine to work. A huge thanks also to Reverend Paul, Janet St. Jean, Gail Ives, Jimmy Sue, Noah, Nick, and Shay. And like Paul said, Shay was our only current family member that attended. We had 20 to 30 new families that came to see the movie with the popcorn and the bean bags, and it was just a great event. So thank you, everybody, who made us. More things to come in the future.
Absolutely, thank you. There was popcorn everywhere.
It's all cleaned up, just help us. It's all cleaned up.
Everywhere. A reminder, tomorrow is a federal holiday. We will not have our soup luncheon tomorrow. Our office is closed tomorrow. So tomorrow, it's President's Day, it's a federal holiday. So we will not be here. Next Saturday in Southwick is a community dinner. It's Fight to the Frost with Stew. They will have beef stew and vegetable stew. It's a free dinner. You make the donation that you're able to make. And that would be wonderful. So hopefully we'll see some of you there. Speaking of seeing some of you, Bible study on Thursday at 2:30. If you live at Southwick Village, it's Wednesday at 3:45. Southwick Village, Wednesday, 3:45. Thursday, 2:30, here. We're actually in the parlor. And then Thursdays at 7 o'clock out in Southwick. Just because you go to church here doesn't mean you can't go to the one out in Southwick. We had Southwick people here for the afternoon session. That's how it was set up, so we can do all of that. If you have any questions about the Bible study, you don't need to do homework, number one. Number two, you don't even have to bring your Bible with you. If you leave it home, it's okay. I have the passages up on the screen. And we used the giant TV. It was pretty cool. Everybody could see everything, for crying out loud. It was great. So please, everyone is welcome. If you can't come every week, that's okay too. It's a standalone series each week. And then we have our Lenten lunches on Friday. See Cindy or Carol if you have any questions about the Lenten lunches. Those are $8, but we also need some helpers as well. So if you can help in any way, shape, or form, please see Cindy or Carol. Or if you have questions, you may see them. Are there any other announcements? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship in your program here today. Come, all you people, come and worship.
God is the name, come and worship us.
Come, all creatures of the earth, come and worship.
God is the name, come and worship all creatures.
Remember the covenant and be thankful.
God remembers his covenant and God will save us.
Our gathering hymn, God Bless Your Church with Strength, in the blue hymnal, number 580.
Steadfast love and faithfulness. Our sins are forgiven. Amen. So to all of our young people this morning, the cat is out of the bag. Last week we talked about secrets, and I'm blowing the secret because I told everybody that you're going to have something very special for us next week. And we are very, very excited because our young people next week are going to take over most of the service. And they are going to share with us in different ways, through art, through music, instrumentation, what they have learned about journeys and where people travel and how people do things. What happened with Moses and the Hebrew people in the Promised Land, and how that relates to Black History Month here in the United States. So, we look forward to what you have to teach us next week, because we are never too old to learn something new. At least I'm not. I learn new things all the time. So, as we send you off, let's pray and then you can continue getting things ready for us. Please, pray with me. O Holy God, we give you thanks for our young people and for those who lead them. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon them as they continue to learn your word and your ways, and how that they can work together to bring glory to your name. Amen. With that, our young people are dismissed and ready for church school, and their adults with them. We will miss you. It's great to see that. Look, we look a little emptier, a little more empty now, but isn't it great to see them go? Only in the numbers, that's all. I love to have them here, actually.
We'll remember
that. Yes. Well, let's see what happens after next week. We turn our attention to the Word of God.
First reading today is from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. Then God said to Noah and his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you. As many came from out of the ark, I established my covenant with you. And never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall be there a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I will make between you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it will be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant, and that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh, and the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all the flesh that is on the earth." Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
So please join us as we pray antiphonally our song today. Look up at me. Look at me. Left. Right. We'll start with the left. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
May me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in the truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long.
Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord.
Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from Matthew's gospel. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is also written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. "All this I will give to you," he said, "if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Do you have a dream vacation? A place that you've always wanted to go, or maybe you're lucky enough or blessed enough that you have already been there. What's your dream vacation? This is going to be a turn and talk moment. You ready? So think, you got 15 seconds. You're going to think about your dream vacation. Go. According to your comfort zone, would you find someone to turn and talk with? Or you may have to get up and move because you're maybe a little away. If you don't want to share with someone your dream vacation, you don't have to. But we have about a minute and a half. Ready? Go. This was a good one because you're still on topic. Normally you switch to something else after about a minute and talk about snow or something. Would anyone like to share what their dream vacation is? Anne? Anne's was Hawaii and she has gone twice. She's been twice to Hawaii. Good for her. Anyone else? Yes. Universal Studios. Have you been yet? No. That sounds like one heck of a graduation present, though. Not that I put any pressure on Dad or anything. How'd I do? I didn't even set her up for that. I really didn't. Anyone else? I want to go to a resort and have people wait on me. And just be on the beach, on the chair. And the only questions I want asked of me are, what would you like for breakfast? What would you like to drink? That's it. Those are the only decisions I want to have to make. I would only last about 4 days. I only last about 4 days. Anyone else? Because I have to cheat and go back up there for the rest of it. Somebody's up there. Somebody up there. Tom's pointing.
It was me.
Who was it?
Mike. Tour around Italy and hike through the Alps.
You want to do what?
Tour around Italy and hike through the Alps.
Michael wants to tour around Italy and hike in the Alps. I don't mind the touring around Italy so much. I'll leave it at that. Good for you. Because what? I heard.
He said he could take his mother.
He could take his mother. Oh, isn't that? But would you?
I would.
He would. He said he would. All right. He would take his mother. His mother, for those of you who don't know, his mother's sitting right here.
It's because his mother will pay.
That's right. also wanted to share strong one. Well, I discovered that I like to get away on my own for a couple of days, just for a few days. If I can get away to Ogunquit and simply sit on the beach or get up and walk as the Spirit moves me to do so, I come back refreshed and ready to take on the work at hand. It took me a while to realize this. As an extrovert, I have always wanted to surround myself with people because I get energized being around people. As I've grown older, I have come to appreciate some alone time where I'm not subject to multiple questions and decisions that must be made. My trips or times alone have become my physical retreat. By show of hands, how many of us here have been on a spiritual retreat? On a spiritual retreat? Okay, thank you. It should come to no surprise to you who have grown to know me over the last 2 years that I did not enjoy them when I was younger. I remember being at St. Anselm Abbey up in New Hampshire. St. Anselm, or St. A's, as we all know it down here, is actually run by Benedictine monks. I was able to stay there for a week for a seminary-mandated retreat. You will go on retreat. And these were always held the week before classes resumed in January. And this retreat was pretty much silent. I can do this for a few hours, but that's about it. Well, most of us have been on retreats that happen in places that cater to retreat groups, such as maybe Silver Lake in Connecticut or Craigsville on the Cape. Even in these places, we are encouraged to leave our cell phones and computers aside to enter into a time to be fully present to the group or the task at hand. A spiritual retreat. In our gospel lesson today, which came to us from Matthew, we took a break from Mark because we had just read that one. So I wanted you to hear a different version. But today, we find Jesus on a 40-day spiritual retreat, if you will, or his time in the wilderness to fast and pray. We don't know how or where he ate or drank, but we humans are the ones who get hung up on that. In Matthew's gospel, we are told that after he was baptized by John in the Jordan, he goes off for his retreat, or a time of prayer in preparation for his ministry. On this first Sunday in Lent, we find ourselves in the beginning of our quest. Now, our theme for this Lent is Season of Lent / Season of Love. As the spiritual leader of the congregation, I offer you that it is a time to reflect on how we can open ourselves to receive the unconditional love offered to us by God. Hence, Season of Lent, Season of Love. God gave us the ultimate act of love by sending his Son to us in human form. God made flesh, the incarnation, and having his Son not only die for us, but having him rise from the dead to make a bold proclamation that the kingdom of God is truly at hand. With the risen Christ. It is up to us individually to determine if we need to go into some sort of wilderness to prepare ourselves to receive God's unconditional love. Some may choose to do so. Some may take great comfort in doing a traditional practice of Lent, which includes fasting, praying, giving alms. Other people give things up for Lent while others do extra things. If this is you, please consider helping out on our Monday soup luncheons on Mondays, starting on February 26th. Others may choose to volunteer at our Blessed Buys thrift shop. Some people may choose to attend the Bible study being offered on Thursdays at 2:30 or 7. How's that for a shameless plug? But whatever it is you choose to do, I suggest that all of us take at least a few minutes every day to reflect on the ways that we can open our hearts to receive God's unconditional love in our hearts. We've only begun this season of Lent, season of love. If you haven't thought about what you will do throughout these days, it's not too late to make a decision and start. The other thing that I'd like to point out is that if you make a decision of how to open yourself and then you stop doing it after a period of time, start up again the next day or even the next hour. In the same way that we don't stop receiving God's love, we don't want to stop ourselves from preparing ourselves to fully embrace it. You know, the concept of looking at Lent as a season of love is a bit different. Even for me. Today's gospel reminds us that we don't live on only nutritional food, but also the spiritual food that comes to us out of God's love for us. We don't test God, but we embrace God and God's love for us. We don't run from a time in the wilderness if we are called to be there, but embrace it as a means to discover what God holds for us. Throughout this season of Lent, this season of love, may we all grow in our acceptance of God's unconditional love for us. It's up to us now. We have to make that move. Amen. Let's take just a moment of quiet reflection. As we come to prayer this morning, we are mindful of our joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We offer prayers for members and friends of our congregation. We remember the Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in the war. For Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Don, Castle, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Robert, and Linda. In remembering our friends in senior care facilities, for Nancy, for Joan, for Betty, Bob, Barry, and Leslie. And we celebrate with our over 80s birthdays this week for Judy on the 21st, and Jackie as well, also this year a birthday on February 21st. And of course, we remember those intentions that we made in the silence of our hearts. May God be with you. Please pray with me. Gracious God, your goodness always tests our readiness to receive it. Please increase our eagerness for you and enlarge our ability to share your love around. Gracious God, steer us through times of temptation. On this Sunday in Lent, we think of those who are being acutely tempted, tempted to look the other way when wrong is happening in their workplace, tempted to misuse their gifts for a sordid purpose, tempted to allow untamed emotions to hold sway, tempted by the corrupting power of money, and those tempted to stay in a rut rather than strike out on new paths for Christ Jesus. We pray for the many who feel pushed and tested almost beyond their endurance. Those in positions of heavy responsibility who feel overloaded to the point of collapse. Or those pressured from all sides by factions in workplace or community. Suffering people and all who must watch a loved one suffer, who feel they can bear no more. Kindly folk whose patience with a difficult friend is now at a breaking point. Persecuted Christians whose faith seems stretched beyond their limit. And all the depressed whose inner being endures a misery that no human word can alleviate. We pray for those who seem to be in a position of advantage. They're happy that their happiness may always be used for goodwill and compassion. The strong, that their energies may be used wisely and gently. The clever, that they may employ their mental facility for good, not evil. For the rich, that their wealth may be shared for the uplifting of the poor. For the powerful, that they may use their position as a blessing to humanity. And those of strong faith, that they may walk humbly and affirm the weaker souls. And now, most merciful God, we pray for each other in this church. None of us know the extent of the pressures that some may be under this very day. Look upon us all. Read our thoughts and weigh our feelings. And by your utter resourcefulness, save us in the time of trial and deliver us from all evil. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Psalm 25, verse 10 reminds us, all the paths of God are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep God's covenant and decrees. Our church's ministries are extensions of God's love and faithfulness made possible through the generous giving of our time, energy, and money. With love, let us offer our gifts to God.
Thank you.
wilderness the Spirit has brought you to. Walk in boldness as a beloved child of God. Walk in peace under the shelter of the Most High. And walk in faith, knowing Christ walks with you. Amen.